I'd have to say that the schemes to reduce staff absence and increase punctuality have been a big success. We've seen that staff attendance levels have increased from 88% to 93%, and levels of punctuality have increased from 79% to 91%, which is fantastic. And the number of days that staff have taken off for sickness has dropped substantially, from an average of 9 days per year to just 5. Of course, there's still a lot to be done, but we feel that we've come a long way in addressing many of the problems that have been affecting us for the past few years. There's also been a general increase in motivation at work, and we've seen output increase by at least 16% since this time last year. So, what have we been doing to improve things? Well, for a start, we've been introducing a scheme so that employees get bonuses if company production targets and sales figures are met. And if things carry on as they are, all employees will have received a bonus by the end of next month. We've also introduced a system whereby employees and management set personal targets. Then, the individual employee receives a bonus if these targets are met. And to help with punctuality, we've installed a new system that records exactly what time people are getting in and leaving the office. This has helped improve punctuality rates substantially. Another initiative has been the installation of a games room for employees to use during mid-morning and lunch breaks. This has all been set up in the basement area. We found that it's a great way to motivate staff, giving them time to relax and bond. As part of this, we've bought a ping pong table, a basketball hoop, and a darts board. And by next week, the two table football tables that we ordered last month will have arrived. Since opening the games room, staff have been using it almost constantly, especially the beds that we bought to allow staff to have a short nap during the day. Along similar lines, we've also organized a number of team-building excursions. We've been on a kayaking trip along the river, and we've been paintballing a few times, which has been hugely popular. We've also seen...